Well, once again, good evening, everyone. In a special way, we have a challenging message from the readings of Sacred Scripture tonight. It's all about remaining faithful. It's all about remaining faithful. So we have the first reading from Joshua. And Joshua, of course, is the one who led the people in the Promised Land. You remember that it was 40 years before they entered the Promised Land. And then as they started to come in there, they found people doing all kinds of things, worshiping all kinds of gods. And one day Joshua said, and this was in the first reading, he said, "You must decide. For me and my part and for my household, we will serve the Lord. We will be faithful." Faithfulness is a decision. The second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians talks about the faithfulness of a husband and wife for one another as actually a mirror of the faithfulness of God for His people. And then we have the very challenging reading after Jesus preaches a hard saying, and you and I know that sometimes we think, gee, it's not easy to follow Christ. It's not easy to follow His church. The gifts and the commandments are not always easy. We're promised that following Christ will lead us to an unending happiness. We know that. But that doesn't mean that on the way it's not easy. And so it was at the occasion that some of the followers of Jesus were told, decided to leave Him. And it's a rather sad part of the gospel passage. We never find out what happened. It said they were returning to their former way of life. And Jesus turned to the 12, to the apostles, and He said in a very direct way, "Will you also leave?" And Peter, you never know what Peter's going to say in the Gospels. You know, sometimes you take a chance at this, but this time, boy, did he get it right. "Lord, where will we go? You have the words of everlasting life." The gift of fidelity. This is not the gift of doing something and following a Lord for 24 hours. And then thinking, well, we'll test it and see if I can get a better offer. This is saying, "Lord, I will follow you." It's really the call of our vocation. It's the call to be able to be faithful in marriage. It's called in good times and in bad. In following any vocation, it's with the ups and downs of life. There's a philosopher that you may have heard his name, Charles Taylor. I believe that Charles Taylor, a Canadian philosopher, also a Catholic, who wrote a lot about modernity, about the modern age and the way modern people think. And he wrote some very good books. He wrote one book that was about 800 pages, and I persevered for the first 35 pages. So I wasn't very faithful to that book. But then one of our speakers at the assembly for bishops, excuse me, for the priests at St. Meinrad in the beginning of June, he spoke about another book that was a lecture that Charles Taylor gave in 1990, so it's about 30 years old, and it was given at Harvard as part of a Harvard lecture series. It was called "The Malaise of Modernity." And I won't get into all the specifics, but he basically said that the modern desire to try to find yourself, to be authentic to yourself, to be true to yourself, is not a bad thing, he said. The problem is it gets waylaid into false directions. And one of the false directions, he says, is when you begin to glorify the choice. In other words, whatever I decide, you just have to accept because that's me. And he said that trivializes life. People are called to greatness. The task, dignity is a gift, but it's a task to be able to uncover all that God has meant for each of you and me. And it's a unique and individual thing. But he said there needs to be what he calls a horizon of significance. Something outside of yourself that is kind of a guiding light that leads you. For me, and I hope for you, it's our baptismal call to follow Christ. For me, for just shy of 50 years, it's been the call to be a faithful priest. Faithfulness becomes very concrete, doesn't it? And here's what Charles Taylor said. What's one of the biggest lacks within this modern way of thinking? We can easily put aside the need to be faithful to another and think, do you remember Frank Sinatra? Think, I'm going to do it my way. The lack of fidelity. Why is that so important? Well, it's so important because God has been faithful to us. We should be faithful in turn to Him. But it's also because when we're faithful, it builds an atmosphere of trust. Parents who are faithful to their children, in good times and in bad, in days when the children act perfectly, and in days when they don't, the fidelity remaining the same builds in that child a sense of trust. Why over the last 20 years has it been so horrible that the sexual abuses of clergy and other leaders within our church have been such a scar? Even those that occurred in the 1970s or 1980s, there's still a scar. Why? Because it destroys and erodes trust. Fidelity cultivates trust. A lack of being faithful erodes and even destroys trust. And so you and I are called tonight, with God's grace, because on our own we cannot be faithful, but with God's grace to say, Lord, let me stand with Joshua and with Peter. Let me say, Christ, I will remain faithful. I will seek to follow you in difficult times and in easy times. In good times and in bad, when the teachings are easy and when the teachings are hard. I will not abandon you. Faithfulness is a gift that it expands the heart and soul of the person, but it also affects the people who rely on you and me for trust. May we be faithful.